Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
So the Democratic Nursing Organization of South Africa, DNOSA, in Gauteng will be holding its three-day 9th Provincial Congress between tomorrow and the 24th of January at the Kopanong Hot Hotel and Conference Center in Benoni. Simphiwe Gada is a DNOSA Provincial Spokesperson on the line with us. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
For inviting us, I am the provincial chairperson of the Northern Gauteng.
Apologies for that. Let's just maybe get a sense of what will be on the agenda at this particular meeting.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. We are having our provincial congress, which is the highest decision-making body in the province. So this 3 days conference will be looking at challenges that are facing the health sector in Gauteng, but not only limited in Gauteng, also tackling national issues, because post the provincial congress in March, DNOSA will be going to a national congress, and therefore must have decisions that we have taken, which we are going to, you know, canvass in the national congress. One of the issues that we want to quickly look at in this congress is around the issues of the shortage of staff in the province in light of the austerity measures that were taken. From last year, there has been no employment of concern us. But more than anything, we want to also look at whether the Department of Health in Gauteng is ready to roll out the National Health Insurance. We'll be examining and looking at the current state of affairs of health in the province, but we'll also be looking at issues of health in the private sector. Where are the gaps, and how do we respond to those gaps? So the Congress, we expect that Congress of South African Trade Unions should come in and address the Congress. We're also expecting the MEC of Health to come in. Also expect various experts in the different fields, because what will also take center stage, we'll be discussing mostly the future of nursing in this country. There's a study that we're going to table, which we call numbers matter in terms of nursing, because we are concerned that in the next 10 to 15 years, the system of health in this country is at a higher risk of collapsing, in our view, in the sense that where the nursing education is not progressive. There's a program that was called R425, which was there, which I'm a beneficiary of. I'm a graduate of from the University of Johannesburg myself. We are calling for the return of the training of a comprehensive nursing cadre, because currently the situation is, for us to produce a specialist in this country will take us roughly about 10 years. We want to table proposals to the Department of Higher Education, to the Department of Health, to say, let's relook at the nursing education and be able to ensure that there's a paradigm shift towards securing, you know, the future of this country as far as the health system is concerned, because there's a study that indicates that the nursing population has aged. If you go to the South African Nursing Council Register, majority of the nurses who are there are older, as opposed to the younger generation of nurses. So these are things that, if left unattended now, 10, 15 years down in history, our children will ask us, what did we do? But moreover, South Africans will have to ask DNOSA, ask government, and all stakeholders within the health sector to say, when you could foresee that there's the health sector is at the brink of a collapse, what did you do to ensure that the correct decisions are taken to mitigate against those issues? So these are the decisions, these are the things that we'll be engaging in to ensure that we safeguard the future of health in this country, because all of us as leaders, one of the primary responsibilities that we are charged with is to imagine the future, foresee the future and its challenges that may arise, and devise strategies to respond to those challenges and also to mitigate problems from arising. So that's what we'll be looking at in this provincial congress.
Mr. Gada, I dare say, having spoken to you for a while now, the challenges remain. Nothing seems to be changing. You've raised these issues over and over and over again. Do you get a sense that, you know, even as you go into this conference, that there will be movement? And I know you're telling me that the MEC of Health will be there. But, you know, do you think this is landing on deaf ears, or are you confident that what you're saying will yield some results?
Well, what we are saying and what we have always spoken about, we can safely say that there has been changes. There has been some quick wins where we could win. But what we must say, what is the biggest stumbling block that we see now is how government functions. Just to make a quick example, for instance, there's a Department of Treasury that is always excused when there are problems. In that, for instance, in the decision not to hire staff in health and other government departments is not a decision of those departments, but rather it's a decision of Treasury, which based on the commitments that they take. So this one department we have not looked at. So there has been changes. And we believe, and even before coming on air, we must indicate to you that today we had a very successful meeting with the HOD as well as the MEC of Health, as the NOS are going into this Congress. And we're happy that in terms of the 305 post-community service nurses, we have found each other on how those nurses will be employed, because the vacancies are there. Mm-hmm. But one of the biggest stumbling blocks, if you ask us, especially in Gauteng, has been the treasure of Gauteng. So what this requires is that our way of fighting or attacking these battles has got to change. And that is what we have been doing of late, that we should not take our problems only at the doorstep of the concerned department. But we must also remember that somebody holds the keys to the purse, and for many things to happen, the one who holds the keys to the purse must avail resources. So yes, there have been changes, and we are quite confident that we are changing things. But because we are engaged in a moving target, and the governments of the day changes and all that, there are dynamics that we must consider.
Well, have you invited MEC Maile?
We have made an attempt to invite MEC Maile, but also what we have done, the political party that MEC Maile comes from, including the Premier, have been invited here, because our approach is that we must also agree at a political level that this is the decision that we are taking, this is what must happen, so that MEC Maile must be given the mandate, because if we are going to engage him alone, looking at what has been happening, we don't think that engaging him alone will yield any result. That is why we have then escalated our issues, engaging the Premier, which we started engaging the Premier last year, and we can say that there is a progress that has been registered in this regard in changing the discourse.
All right. Thank you so much for that. We'll obviously try and see how everything went after the 3 days. Simphiwe Gada is Danosa's provincial chairperson. They're starting a conference tomorrow, just exploring some of their challenges as nurses they're experiencing in the province. So we'll see how that particular conversation goes. It's 13 minutes after 9.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.